Let's talk about the general treatment for somebody with CF.
Right. Historically, we really treated CF by dealing with symptoms and really what we call the downstream effects of the mutation. So patients in their lungs, they retain mucus. That mucus becomes infected. And so we use medications that thin mucus to let people get rid of it more easily. We use a lot of antibiotics, whether it be oral, IV, or inhaled, to treat those infections. And we have them do a lot of physical maneuvers to get rid of the mucus. We're also having them take lots of medications to help them absorb their food because their pancreas doesn't work. We give them special vitamins. We give them nutritional supplements. So it really is a very complex, very arduous kind of regimen that we have patients do.
Unfortunately, some patients' lungs fail, and then a lung transplant is considered.
That's absolutely right. So every year, about 200 patients with CF require a lung transplant, and that's really the end. It's the lungs that typically is life-limiting in patients with CF, and when you get to that stage, transplant is the only option.
The exciting part about CF treatment is that understanding some of these mutations and the proteins that form may in fact guide specific therapy. And there's some new drugs out on the market.
That's right.
Tell us about those.
Right. So, you know, the process that developed is really a great story, I think. You know, in 2000, the CF Foundation, which is a big part of what we do in CF and how therapies are being developed, decided we're just going to go on a fishing trip and we're going to invest in companies and ask them to look for molecules that do what we want them to do with really no knowledge of what those molecules might look like. And so a big effort went into finding some of these drugs, now drugs, that make that CFTR protein begin to function again. And so in 2012, we had our first one approved, which was only applicable to about 4% of our patients, but it worked spectacularly well. So it taught us that if you can find a drug that makes that CF protein work, you can do really spectacular things for the patients. As time has gone on, we now are using combinations of drugs for the more common mutations. So there are now two drugs available for that. One's called Orkambi, one's called Symdeko that was just approved a couple months ago. And they're applicable to larger groups of patients, but as of yet aren't quite as spectacular as that initial drug for that small group. And right now, we're actually starting phase 3 trials of 3 drug combinations that appear to be spectacularly effective and are probably going to be applicable to more than 90% of patients.
Now, that would be amazing.
That's amazing.
Who are the 4% of people who respond to the initial drug?
So they are patients that have what we call gating mutations. And so this is, again, lots of different mutations. We group them in different types, but a gating mutation is a type of mutation that makes a protein that gets to where it needs to be in the cell, but then the CF protein, which is a channel, a kind of protein that just controls how much salt and water moves through the cell, it didn't open up. So it sits there kind of like a closed gate that's stuck. And this medication then made that gate begin to open and close like it's supposed to.